The Albi Celeste of Argentina. Coming in number two is Eden Hazard's Belgium, which switched spots with world champion Germany, who fell to third. James Rodriguez's Colombia and the Seleção of Brazil round out the top five, while the rest of the top ten are, in order, Portugal, Romania, England, Wales, and Chile. The 2010 World Cup winners, Spain, came in at 11th, while the Netherlands fell all the way to 12th from 5th place last month. The first African team in the rankings is Algeria, who came in at 19th, while Ivory Coast and Ghana are close behind at 21 and 27, respectively. Gold Cup winner Mexico is one spot ahead of Ghana in 26th place, while the United States rose two spots to take 29th. The biggest mover of the month was Serbia, who fell a full 23 spots to 66th, while the biggest riser was surprising Gold Cup runner-up Jamaica, who rose a total of 21 spots to 55th. The next set of FIFA rankings will be released on September 3rd, 2015.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Butte, host of Daybreak Africa. Join me every weekday mornings at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports.
Staying with football now, the final of the Audi Cup was played on Wednesday afternoon between Bayern Munich and Real Madrid. The hard-fought match was scoreless for most of regulation time, but 2 minutes before the final whistle, Douglas Costa of Bayern curled the ball into the box, and Robert Lewandowski was there to redirect it into the net. It was to be the game's only goal, and Bayern Munich won 1-0 to take home the Audi Cup for the third time and second consecutively. After the game, Bayern boss Pep Guardiola spoke about how his team played and about their readiness for the season.
Today, the people in Munich are satisfied, but maybe that will change tomorrow. It's the same as it was against Wolfsburg. We played well then, and 8 or 9 minutes before the end, there was a goal. Wolfsburg, we lost on penalties, but today we won. Both times we played against great squads. We lost the Super Cup, but we are ready. The players have shown their qualities and their mentality is spot on. The important thing now is that we keep our focus on the present. It doesn't matter what we've done in the past.
Real Madrid did not play their best game, as Bayern was able to control possession for most of the match and had several great chances at goal. This may be due to the fact that Madrid was not playing its top players. Cristiano Ronaldo was not even in Munich with the team, while Gareth Bale, Rafael Varane, and Danilo did not play at all. At a press conference after the match, Real Madrid coach Rafa Benitez offered his thoughts on the tournament and an explanation for sitting his stars.
It's difficult to say, but I think on the whole it was a positive experience for our younger players and also because of the work we did as a team. That said, I'm sad about the defeat. Bayern have an extra gear above us right now.
Una marcha más que nosotros ahora mismo. Y en el caso de Bale, como en el caso de Danilo, de Varane, no queríamos arriesgar porque ayer hicieron.
We didn't want to risk things with Gareth Bale, Danilo, or Varane because they did a lot of work yesterday.
Pero los jugadores que jugaron ayer.
You put Danilo on to have a bit more pace on the right. It wasn't advisable to pick the players who featured yesterday. The main thing is that the players keep working hard whilst also protecting the squad.
The third place game at the Audi Cup was not as tight an affair, as Tottenham Hotspur defeated AC Milan 2-0. The scoring began in the 8th minute when Tottenham midfielder Nasser Chadli ripped a left-footed shot from outside the box, and Milan keeper Christian Abbiati had no chance to save it, making the score 1-0 for Tottenham. Thomas Carroll would seal the game for the North Londoners in the 71st minute when he got on the end of a through ball into the box and curled the ball off the far post and in to make it 2-0. That would be the final score of the game, with Tottenham claiming third place in Munich. Despite not winning the competition, Spurs manager Mauricio Pochettino says that the Audi Cup was important for his team.
I think that this is important for us to compete. I think the experience is maybe it's a short time. We have to recover it for Manchester. But I think it's this type of game and for us is very, very important because we have a very young squad and you need to feel on the pitch when you play with a top player like Gareth Bale, Isco, Sergio Ramos and company, and you need to improve and to take the experience and try to do better your game and improve your performance.
The Premier League season begins for Pochettino and the Spurs very soon, on Saturday to be exact. Audi Cup champions Bayern Munich begin the Bundesliga on Friday, while Real Madrid and AC Milan begin their domestic seasons next week. I get knocked down. The VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma joins us now from Johannesburg, South Africa, and I believe he starts off with basketball news.
Hosts Mali pipped Egypt 77-75 at the Africa Under-16 Basketball Championships in Bamako on Tuesday night. Algeria outplayed Equatorial Guinea 90-48. Nigeria edged Rwanda 72-68. Angola dismissed Tunisia 84-69. And South Africa beat Morocco 73-68. Today, Thursday, in quarterfinal action, Mali engage Morocco. Egypt play Tunisia. Algeria tackle South Africa. And Angola meet Nigeria. In football, African champions Mali, Guinea, Nigeria, and South Africa get to know their opponents in the preliminary round when the draws for the 2015 FIFA Under-17 World Cup takes place in Santiago, Chile today, Thursday. In netball, Malawi play South Africa as Uganda encounter tournament debutants Zambia at the start of the 2015 Netball World Cup in Sydney, Australia tomorrow, Friday. On Saturday, Uganda play Fiji, South Africa engage Singapore, Malawi tackle Sri Lanka, and Zambia challenge Wales. On Sunday, Malawi play Singapore, Zambia face Sri Lanka as Uganda encounter Wales. Finally, in volleyball, Tunisia play Iran in their opening match at the second World Men's Under-23 Volleyball Championships starting in Dubai, United Arab Emirates on the 24th of August. According to the draws in Dubai, Tunisia will also face Cuba, Mexico, Russia, and Turkey in the other Group B encounters. Meanwhile, Egypt is drawn in Group A with Argentina, Brazil, Italy, South Korea, and hosts a United Arab Emirates.
Thank you, Mark. Now, moving on to aquatics, the FINA World Aquatics Championships are underway in Kazan, Russia, and on Wednesday, several important swimming events took place. In the semifinals of the men's 100-meter freestyle, Australia's Cameron McAvoy earned the top seed in the final by posting a time of 47.94 seconds, making him the only swimmer to post a time under 48 seconds. China's Ning Shetao was second, while Argentina's Federico Grabich came in third. The men's 200-meter butterfly final also took place Wednesday, and it was Hungary's Laszlo Seh who won the gold, narrowly defeating 2013's winner, South African Chadley Klos. Jan Switkowski of Poland took the bronze. And the men's 50-meter breaststroke finals featured a very impressive showing from Great Britain's Adam Peaty. In the semifinal race earlier, Peaty had broken the world record and set a new time of 26.42 seconds. In the final, Petey was not able to break his own record, but barely, as he recorded the second fastest time ever, finishing in 26.51 seconds to win the gold. Defending champion Cameron van der Berg of South Africa came in second, just ahead of the USA's Kevin Cordes. Sun Yang of China won the gold in the men's 800-meter freestyle, repeating his victory from the last World Aquatics Championships in 2013, and beating out Italian Gregorio Baltrinieri and Australian Mac Horton, who won the silver and bronze, respectively. On the women's side, young American Katie Ledecky, who is just 18 and has already broken a world record in Kazan, took home the gold in the 200-meter freestyle. She shared the podium with silver medalist Federica Pellegrini of Italy and her teammate Missy Franklin, who won bronze. Finally, the mixed 4x100 medley relay finals finished with a bang as the British team of Chris Walker-Hebborn, Adam Peaty, Shobin Marie O'Connor, and Francesca Halsall combined to win the gold and to break the world record in the event that had been set by the U.S. just days earlier. The USA team finished second, a little over a second behind the Brits, while Germany seized the bronze. China remains at the top of the medal count with 31 total, including 14 golds. Host country Russia is far behind in second place with 15 medals, although they do have 9 golds. And the U.S. is right behind Russia with 8 golds, although the U.S. does have more medals overall with 19. Great Britain used its great day in the pool yesterday to move right up behind the U.S. for fourth place with 6 golds and 12 total medals. And that does it for the sunny side of sports. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Jonah Haskell. Back to Kim Lewis and Yahaeus Wuhib.
Okay, thank you, Jonah. And listen to the sunny side of sports Monday through Friday at 1631 UTC and 1831 UTC. And on Fridays, we have an expanded half-hour edition of the sunny side of sports at 1730 hours UTC right here on the Voice of America.
Coming up, fistula patients in South Sudan shunned by their communities. And next, corruption pervasive throughout the asylum process in South Africa. But first, some music. It is Idira Nadia of Algiers with Amon Père.